you had a chance to kind of go down to into Kansas the last couple of meets to face some new competition, didn't you?
We did, you know, and it was exciting. It was a tremendous meet. We got to see some really, really good athletes and you know, different athletes than we've competed against. And, you know, we thought it gave our kids an opportunity to better their marks with the competition, and it gave us a week off before our district meet, which we kind of like to be able to get their legs back and also work them a little bit leading up into the districts.
I know I saw Holdridge was down there, Holdridge, Nebraska, so they went down to the recent meet, and Oberlin's getting their track redone, so they had to kind of move it over to Norton, didn't they?
They did, and, you know, Norton has great facilities. You know, there were some real track powerhouses there with them, and Phillipsburg, Hayes brought all their JV kids and some varsity kids as well, so they've had a couple meets that were rained out, and you know, there were some other Oakley's team was really competitive. There's some other really good teams too, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for me personally. I got to see a lot of coaches that I coached with over the last 30 years, and that's always fun too.
I was just going to ask that, Coach. I know you. I know a lot of people down in Kansas, and so you had a chance to catch up some old friends, didn't you?
I did, and you know, that was exciting. I was the head track coach at Hayes when we were there, and some of the assistants are still on staff, and, you know, it was just fun, and seeing some people from Norton I knew, you know, all those schools. It was just, it was really fun catching up, and in fact, we've been texting each other since then. It's just that sometimes you don't make time to stay in touch as well as we should.
Well, Coach, with district meet coming up, you feel like girls and boys, you've got some kids are really sitting well going in that district meet here in McCook next week.
You know, we do, and, you know, we got to do it that day, and you don't want to put pressure on any athletes, and, you know, they'll do that enough themselves, so we don't really talk about it with all the social media and everything. The kids know exactly where they are, and we try not to dwell on it, but, you know, Maddie Carlson has a great opportunity. She's setting first in the triple jump and second long jump. Her long jump, though, there's four or five girls. There's one in front of her and then four or five other girls that they're all within 4 inches. So it's just doing it that day. One kid that's really surprised us and just taken off is Ben Adam Kisker. He's setting second right now in the disc, and he just keeps improving, and he got a throw against some really, really good kids at Norton, and I think that got him a little hyped up, and he PR'd again by 7 foot, and you know, we're excited about that, but Jackson Underline PR'd in the 300 hurdles, and, you know, he's setting second as well in district. We got a bunch of other kids. Jace Hoxwell, if he wouldn't have got sick through a little stretch, I think he'd be setting in the top four in 800, but right now he's seventh or eighth, I believe, and has a good opportunity. Girls 4x1 as well has an opportunity.
Yeah, that 4x1, I know Dundee and Cambridge have run some faster times in the last week or so, but you did at Oberlin, you know, 53.2. You're right up in the thick of things there.
We are. And, you know, we got to – hopefully we'll be healthy there. We've been battling a little injury bugs and just mostly into track season with shin splints, nothing serious. So we've got to hope, you know, continue. You know how that relay is, Rich. It's all about handoffs and you don't want to, it's kind of like a kicker, you don't want to get in their heads because you don't want them to shank something or worry too much about the handoffs, but we're excited, and I know the girls are really excited about that race.
I know Reese Tinas in the vault is kind of hanging in there. I know, that vault's going to be a tough one on the girls' side, but district day, the most important part of the day, important part of the season, I should say, maybe she can get herself up a little bit, you know, and get up there maybe in the nines, possibly coming up on Wednesday.
Right. I mean, she has that opportunity, and just, you know, doing it. And I think Riley Hagan, she's a girl I talked about, Adam Kisker. Riley's really improved. You know, she's got herself now in the top 10 in the district in the open four, and it's just good to see her healthy and being able to compete. So, I'm excited about her as well. She's vaulting, and she's vaulting a lot better. The vaulters at our district are very good. Like you said, they'll have to go 9-6, but you never know. It's just you hit one, you just that's what it's about, and we're excited to see if that can happen.
And it's a new venue for everybody. I mean, everybody realized a lot of these teams haven't been to McCook to maybe get a little practice in, or even a meet or something like that. So it's a kind of a different environment, won't it?
It is, you know, it is, and that'll be neat. I really think it'll be a real fun and competitive track meet. Hopefully the weather cooperates. Looks like it's going to be really windy right now, looking out at the long forecast, but, you know, that can change. They usually don't miss the wind, but, you know, we'll deal with what that is when we get there. But it ought to be a fun venue to participate in.